This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
When Paul wrote his letter to the Romans, he told all of us to discern the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. However, Paul didn't leave us without instructions on how to discern God's will. He outlined what I believe are a number of principles to live by that we must learn to practice if we're to live in the will of God. These principles begin in Romans chapter 12. Let me review. We're to humbly serve one another in the body of Jesus Christ. We're continually to demonstrate authentic love for one another. We're to demonstrate Christ-like love even to our enemies. And wherever we live, we are to be good citizens. We're to strive to love one another as He has loved us. And to live in God's will, we're to walk according to the Spirit, not according to the flesh. We're to avoid judging one another where God has given us freedom. And we're to avoid using our freedom in Christ in a way that causes other Christians to fall into sin. We're to do all we can to create love and unity in the body of Jesus Christ. We're not only to accept one another, but we're to instruct and admonish one another. We're to reciprocate materially when we have been helped spiritually. We're to pray for one another, particularly when we face difficult challenges in our lives. And finally, we're to remember in a special way those who have encouraged us. Thanks for joining me this week here on Bible Principles. And remember, you can review these principles in my Life Essential Study Bible by simply reading Paul's letter to the Romans in chapters 12 through 16.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essential Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.